Sammy Gazzo, coach of the Kings Construction Men's Heat. Very good morning to you, Sammy.
Matt, man, happy Friday. How we doing?
Very well, thank you, mate, and thank you for joining us here this morning. As we know, the Lady Heat doubleheader on the road as well, Southern Peninsula and Warrandyte. Are you guys on the road, Southern Peninsula and also Sherbrooke? I mean, coming back from 2 weeks' rest, I mentioned this yesterday when I caught up with Travis. It must be difficult coming back from 2 weeks off.
Yeah, it's really interesting. You don't mind the break to an extent. The boys can sort of rest and recuperate if they need be. Also, you do gain a bit of momentum and potentially you're looking, hopefully, not to lose it. So hopefully, yeah, we can recapture that coming into the weekend.
Terrific stuff. So like I mentioned, Southern Peninsula on Saturday night. I mean, you guys are 2-0 at the moment. How's stacking up against Southern Peninsula?
Yeah, they've been interesting. They're I think, 1-1 at the moment. They've split their games. Really good defensive team. They look to sort of slow the ball down and how they play, and they've got some guards that pressure the ball quite well. So, you know, we'll just have to make sure that our turnovers are down. We look after the ball, keep them moving, and just try to execute on offense, and then. Yeah, defensively, we just got to make sure that, we're up on them and just give them pressure for as much as we can for the game.
Road trips are always difficult. The fact that it's a doubleheader equally is difficult. You take on Sherbrooke on Sunday.
Yeah, so we get to drive to Rosebud down the Mornington Peninsula on the Saturday, and then we have to go up to the northeast. So from southeast to northeast is a bit of fun. But Sherbrooke have been around in the Big V for quite a few years. The team is completely different to what they had last year, and they've got an import there who's been playing really good basketball at the moment. So we'll make sure to give him a little bit of extra attention. And I think defence is going to be the key over the weekend, just to make sure that we can keep them as low as possible and look to execute what we need to on offence.
We mentioned 2 weeks off. How's training been over those 2 weeks, and how are the men looking at the moment? Everyone fit and healthy?
Yeah. Everyone's really good. That's the benefit of having the 2 weeks off. The guys, if they've got any niggles or anything like that, they're able to rest it. But we've been pretty good. The guys have been good, and they've been able to recuperate and just ready to go. I mean, training's been really good this week. You've got to have an approach that doesn't overwork them, knowing that they're going to have a big weekend away. So, but that's the fun of playing in the league, and we look forward to the challenge.
All right, so on the road this weekend, what happens the following weekend?
We're at home. We'll be at home the week after that against Craigieburn, I believe, off the top of my head, and they're doing well so far. They haven't lost a game. So, but we'll worry about them next week. And, we just got to tackle what's in front of us, which is the road trip this weekend. So the guys are excited, and we're looking forward to getting on the court.
It's going to be a ripper. So it's going to be 4-0 by the end of the weekend. Is that right?
let's talk that into existence. We love the positive thinking. But, look, you just want to make sure we play our style of basketball, and then we'll just see what happens.
Yeah, terrific stuff. Always good to catch up with you, Sammy. Thank you so much for the update. Best of luck for the road trip on the weekend. And we will catch up again next week.
No problems. Thanks for the support. Thanks for the chat, Matt, man.